Timothy Johnny Boy Matthews doesn't remember when he started fishing commercially. He must have been 5 or maybe 6. On most summer evenings, Matthews' father would load him and his brother into a wooden boat he built himself and sail into the Kuskokwim Bay. They would net salmon for the next 12 hours, working through the short, sunny night. Matthews' job on board was to count the reds, kings, and chums his father caught, though eventually, as the night wore on, he would fall asleep in the boat's cabin. When his father sold the fish, he made sure to share the profits with his sons.
Every time he pays me, he would tell my mom, here's the money he got for sleeping.
Matthews has a family of his own now. He bought his own limited entry permit a decade ago and spent his summers selling silvers to a newly opened processing plant in Platinum, owned by the Coastal Villages Region Fund, a corporation that is supposed to use its Bering Sea fishing quota to support economic development in the area. Matthews remembered when fishermen could make about $6,000 a year selling to Platinum. And some in Quinnahawk say that in good years, expert fishermen could earn more than $20,000 a season. But Coastal Villages decided not to open its plant last year, saying it was losing money. There was nowhere to sell fish and limited prospects for any sort of summer work.
Due to no income in our family right now, it's really hard on us.
Matthews works as the maintenance man at the local Head Start during the school year. But in the summers, he says he doesn't have any money coming in. His phone's already been cut off.
Our water and sewer is going to be cut pretty soon.
What do you do if it's cut?
I don't know.
After 2 years without a buyer, a lot of the fishermen in Quinnahawk tell similar stories. Jimmy Annever is an elder here. He worked as a commercial fisherman for over 60 years, first in Bristol Bay, then in the Kuskokwim Bay, right up until the Platinum plant closed.
High prices in the stores fill up all those credit cards all the way up to $10,000 or more like that. It's hard to live here in Alaska.
Last year, a fish broker tried to buy in Quinnahawk, but Coastal Villages refused to lease him equipment. And now, a second plan has fallen through.
We had really high hopes. All the fishermen were getting excited. We were getting excited. And then we got the news that he's not coming. Everybody just, oh no, not again.
Warren Jones is the CEO of the local Native Village Corporation. Before the Platinum plant opened, he was the operations manager of a processing facility right here in Quinnahawk.
Okay, so this is the old fish plant?
Yes. Everything was running good.
Not anymore. The plant is sunken and rusted. It's a rainy, blustery day, and a door clangs in the wind as we tour the facility.
You'd have people working. Fresh salmon come in right into the processing plant.
Jones says that he tried to get Coastal Villages to give or sell Quinnahawk some of the plant's unused buildings. There's a housing shortage here.
But as you can see, they're sitting right there, rotting away.
As a leader in the local Native Corporation, Jones says he's doing what he can by hiring locals part-time.
Like I offer, you can work 2 weeks and 2 weeks off. So the other person get a little paycheck too. People are suffering and winter's coming. And the corporation here is doing as much as we can. I mean, we're extending their credits. People are running out of fuel. We can't let nobody freeze to death. So we let them charge more. They're my people. We gotta help them.
Jones says that at this point, he keeps several gallons of heating fuel on hand at his home. He never knows when someone might knock on his door at 2 a.m. in the winter, asking for heat. For KYUK, I'm Teresa Kotsarilis.